What's your name?
Reverend Monaco.
When were you born?
3/24/18.
Okay, and how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have 11 in my family. One died at infancy and one died at 16, so there was 9 of us at great maturity.
And where were you born?
Cerrone.
So have you lived here all your life?
I was 6 years in the Navy, and then I was 1 year in junior college.
When you were in school, did you have like a job?
No, well, I lived on a farm and helped milk 40 some cows before we went to school in the morning. That was a job.
And like, and during the dust storms, was it hard to get the animals rounded up?
I didn't quite hear you.
During the dust storms, was it hard to get the animals?
We didn't even get to finish our senior year in high school. Dirk was too bad today. Just sent us our diplomas and it was horrible. People lost their lives from that dust pneumonia, they call it, but it was just...
Do you remember grasshopper plagues? Do you remember grasshoppers coming?
Oh, yes.
Is there a lot of them?
Yes, there was a time. Some years it all depended on the hatch and whatnot, but then after they come up with grasshopper poison and stuff like that, well, we could control the grasshoppers.
Was it really hot?
Oh, no different. It is now, I don't think. Okay. There's more wind, it seems like, than there is now.
Do you remember any jackrabbit drives?
Oh yes, we attended a lot of them.
Like how many jackrabbits do you think you got in them?
God, I have no idea, but I'd see the grasshoppers had really, or jackrabbits had really taken over, but they would decide to drive four sections, you know, people around there all work toward the middle. You'd get coyotes in there, or once in a while you'd get a deer, and people go in and club the jackrabbits and kill them, and they sent the meat or the rabbits someplace for food for animals in zoos and things like that.
Yeah. Did you eat them?
I wouldn't. Yeah. Now, when we were younger, we ate rabbit, but it'd be a young rabbit. And I mean, it was just like chicken. It was that good.
Okay. Did you have any entertainment during the dust storm, or could you not do anything?
No, there was. You couldn't go any place, and when they finally turned school out, that's about all you could do was just stay at home. And it would run in the dirt. If you drove a car in the dirt, it would run in it. Chuck too much dirt in there and just eat it up.
Do you remember any really bad ones? Do you remember any really bad ones? Really bad dust storms?
Oh, we had a blizzard in 1 year that killed an awful lot of cattle. I think we lost something like 40 head of cattle. They were in a lot, you know, with protection, but they still froze to death.
Yeah. Did you ever know anybody that got lost in one?
Not really. I mean, it becomes where you just stayed put until it cleared up.
Like, did all your food have dirt in it?
You had dirt and everything. There's no way you can keep it out. I mean, we used to take gunny sacks, if you know what that is, and split them and hang them on the windows and wet them down. But then they'd soon be clogged up. You'd have to go beat the dirt off of them. And then they'd just go away just like it came, you know, just like the wind does now, died down, and have the size of it.
Okay, alright, now this is about the war. What news did you hear about the war before the U.S. was in it? What news did you hear about the war before the U.S. was in it?
Well, we knew we were going to war with Japan. I mean, everybody knew that. We just didn't know when. I will always believe that we knew that Japan was going to strike Pearl they could do the damage they did.
Were you in service before they struck Pearl Harbor?
Yes, I joined in January 16th, 1941.
Were you anywhere near Pearl Harbor when it happened?
Pardon?
Were you anywhere near Pearl Harbor when it happened?
Just about a day out of, maybe a day and a half out of Pearl Harbor. We were on our way. I was on a new submarine, and we were on our way there.
What was it like to be in a submarine? I mean, was it really confined?
Well, they were, I don't say we pushed a panic button, but we took extreme caution, you know, so that nothing could get out. I mean, they wouldn't let us talk to anybody or things like that. They just clamped down everything.
Were all your brothers and sisters in the war?
Yes, and I'm real proud of that fact. Out of nine of us living, seven of us served in World War II, but my folks never ever got any recognition for that, and I always felt kind of bad about that because, you know, that was a heck of a strain on both of them and whatnot, but luckily none of us was killed. Come close a couple times.
Or like any of your brothers and sisters, like, and like actually fighting? Like, were any of them actually like fighting? Did they like shoot people?
My sister Alice was in, when she went into France and Germany, she was a nurse and everything like that. And then my older brother Bob was he was stationed in England driving a truck. And Ralph and Bill were both younger, and they served too. I ran into my brother in Pearl Harbor one time. He was on an aircraft carrier to Yorktown, and we docked just ahead of him, and I didn't know that that was the Yorktown, or he didn't know that, but we happened to find out. We got together, had a nice time in Pearl, if you can call it that.
Like, what made you want to be like a submarine veteran? Did they just put you there?
Oh, I asked for it because, well, a chief influenced me. Told me, he said, being that I come from a large family, he said, you won't have any trouble getting along. And he said, there is confinement and stuff like that. And so, then that extra pay. And it was also called the Dungaree Navy, Blue Jeans, you know, they weren't as strict as the surface navy, and our officers were just like we were. If you couldn't get along, they didn't keep you, they just transferred you to all, but that was the size of it. So we were real fortunate, the people that we had. I mean,
did you have like friends on there? Did you have friends on the submarine?
Oh yes, a lot of friends.
Do you still keep in touch with them? Or
I do, a couple of them down in Florida. Young man, I get a Christmas card from him. I sent him and his wife one, and then there are several others that I correspond with that we were close to.
Were you ever like in a war? Were you ever like fighting? Did you ever like shoot people? Did you get shot at?
What?
Did people shoot at you?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever get hit?
No. Was real fortunate. I always felt kind of odd about this. I had a machine gun on battle service, and the Japs had a lot of little boats out. Just, we call them picket boats, that were out giving our positions away and everything like that. And this one boat had just one old Jap, because he's out there with a rice to catch his own fish, and that's where they live. And he was kind of boxy. They had a boat made of balsa wood, which doesn't sink. And I don't know how much ammunition we wasted on that guy, but we finally got him. I and another guy were the only two firing from that side of the ship, and we got him. But, you know, and that still haunts me, waking up at night and dreaming about that guy getting his head blown off. You know, it's not a war, it's not a pretty picture, I'll tell you.
Is that like the only one you ever remember, like vividly killing?
That's what?
Is that the only one you ever remember, like vividly killing?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, just like every time we sunk a ship, you know, there's no telling how many people went down on the ship and everything like that.
Did you sink a lot of ships?
We got 170 confirmed and a couple of, you hadn't approved it. You sank a ship. By that, I mean, we had to take photographs. We had a Mason Kodak, there was one of the members of the board of both, and he designed a camera to take pictures through the telescope. And we had to picture that, you know, at night, if you sunk at night, which is our favorite time, was a picture of it burning or something like that, so you know, they give you credit for it.
How was the food on the submarine?
Food was the best in the Navy. I mean, they were eating that as good. I mean, of course, going to sea for 60 days at a time, you didn't run out of fresh stuff and things like that, but we had just, you could never complain about the food. We had good cooks, and the officers ate the same food that we did, so theirs was just served by a mess attendant. We helped ourselves, but, you know, that's part of it.
Where did you enlist at?
I enlisted in Garden City. Knew I was going to be drafted, but I didn't like a draft board member here, and so I went up to Garden City and joined the Navy, but I told them I would wait to go until I was drafted. They agreed because they was having a hard time of fulfilling their quotas, and I got my notice, well, I called them on a Friday and they said show up Monday, and that was January the 16th, 41. So I was on my way.
Like before that, do you ever, or like, I don't know if you'd have anything to do with this, but like shortages of food? Was that why you were away at war?
No, we never, like food.
Or like ration cards, did you ever have to deal with those?
But
did you ever have to use a ration card?
My folks did, but we didn't.
I didn't know if that was like, okay. And like, the branch of war you served in would be like?
The Navy submarine.
Yeah, the Navy submarine. And like, where did you go, like on the submarine? Did you just?
Well, from Barton City, I went to Great Lakes, Illinois, just north of Chicago, where I took my boot camp training in the middle of winter, and it was cold. And there, went to an electrical school and a gyro compass school, things like that, and there the submarines.
And then, like, after you went to war, like, where were you at? Like, do you?
We operated out of Pearl Harbor mostly, and then we went into Australia 1 year, which was wonderful. Great people down there.
Did you get to go on land?
Oh yeah, after a patrol run, we did 2 weeks in a hotel put up while they worked on our boat and to refit it, as they call it. And then when that was up, we had to take a third of a new crew on every time. So we had training to train them, and that was very important because every job on a submarine is important. Any one person could sink a ship, you know, just your own ship. But I always liked that because it just made me feel safer that everybody knew what they were doing. And our officers the same way. I mean, they had to take the training just like we did.
And, like what jobs did you have?
I was a motor machinist mate that was running the diesel engines and auxiliary, which is air compressors and stuff like that.
Okay. And do you remember any really specific battles besides that one?
Well, Battle of Midway, we were in that. We never sighted any enemy. Somebody sighted us, they fired two torpedoes at us, but they missed, fortunately. That was just about the size of that.
And like, what year did you get back from the war? When did you come back from the war?
When the war was over, I still had several years to serve, because I'd enlisted for 6 years, and I spent them on the East Coast at submarine base. Of course, with New Hampshire, stuff like that.
And, like, what did you do there? Did you just... What did you do there? Did you just have like...
I still didn't understand your question.
What did you do there? Like...
What did we do there? We just practiced, trained, and everything like that.
Okay. And like, after that, what did you come back and do?
I came back and went to farming. I decided to stay in and I changed my mind. And I come back and helped my father for a year or two, and then I bought some land and farmed on that.
Were you married before you went to war? Or?
No, I was going with my wife, but we didn't get married. I come back on leave in December of 1943, and we were married then.
And was that when you were still in the... In the
yes,
army?
Yes.
And so did she go to Portland?
Yes, she went to. We lived in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is a submarine base, and New London, Connecticut, which is a real base, the school called submarine headquarters.
Okay, and what is like the stuff you have?
What
is like the stuff you have?
I got that, and this in here is the fifth highest ranking Navy. I never did tell my kids what it was for. I did, you know, because I had a couple of boys and I figured they might get in the service. I had to go to the service and go out, try to outdo me and get killed or something like that. They don't even know what it was for.
So, but you showed it to them, they just didn't know it was for? You showed it to them, they just didn't know
yeah,
it was for?
Yeah, I gave it to my grandson. I gave it to Matt and he keeps all that stuff.
And what's this?
That's when I got this medal. That's Admiral Nimitz, the biggest man we had.
And he was your officer?
Well, Admiral Nimitz was the commander chief of all the Navy in the Pacific War. Here's a picture of our crew. This was taken up in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. We had a kid with appendicitis, and we had to go in there to...
In Alaska?
Uh-huh, out in the islands.
Was it really cold there?
This was in summertime, and it wasn't that bad. If you see, most of us were wearing coats. I think there's one. Could you pick me out of that bunch?
No, there's too many of them. They all look the same.
Yeah, real plain. I've got to look right there. This guy right here.
Did you know that guy beside you?
What?
Did you know?
Oh yeah, he knew everybody. I mean, we slept real in close quarters, you know. And
did you ever get like claustrophobic?
It never bothered me because it bothered some people. Some people just couldn't take it. But what they do with him is just put nothing in their record and just send them to what we call surface crap. And it just wasn't there, but it was most people, you know, knew what they was getting into and could take it.
Okay, and then after, is that what you did for the rest, like farmed?
Yes. Then I started carrying mail on them. Remember what I took the application or took the test for, got the job, and I carried mail on them for. I ended up with 30 some years of service to the government.
Okay, and let me see if that's about what I have. How did you feel about the war?
It was something that they say we had to do, but I've always felt like this, that the people that profited from the war and whatnot, if they had to go out and fight, there wouldn't be very many wars. But it's a different story, you know. They tell you to go out and fight and they stay back home, but you know, that's been the history of our world, is fighting. And usually it's a difference in religion, you know, that used to cause all the wars. That wasn't particularly the case in World War II, but like they told us, that was the war to end all wars, and we've been fighting ever since, so.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
Did the war change any of your activities or habits?
No, not really.
Were you ever in a community where you were treated differently because of?
No.
Okay, and did you have entertainment on the submarine? Did you ever do anything did you ever do anything for fun on the submarine?
Well, we played cribbage. Everybody played cribbage, even the officers. We'd have contests, and stuff like that. The officers get in when they hit it. And our captain was pretty good, but he could be beaten, so.
Did you ever worry that we might not win?
Never doubt in my mind. It was just like I told my dad, and I was wrong. When I come home on leave just before the war started, I said we could whip the cab 6 weeks. Well, more like 6 years.
Did anyone you know get killed?
Oh, yes. I had a lot to, we changed. Took a third of the crew off every time I make a patrol run, and they'd go to other boats and things like that. And there was, a lot of them that were good friends that died. And there, people like my age, I'm 84, and are dying today. I mean, just old age and things like that.
Do you know anybody from
Cimarron
that got killed?
That got killed? Dwight Roberts. And the Robo Boy that just, when we had a VFW here, the post was named after Robert Robo. And Dwight Roberts was on one of the battleships that took a bomb straight down in the Arizona. And I mean, he never knew what, they don't know what hit him or anything like that. And then Robo was killed in one of the islands. It was, I forget which one, but he was the last one killed for World War II from here.
Did you go to Hawaii on submarine, or did you not fly there?
On submarine.
Okay, where did you leave from?
New London, Connecticut. Went down, went through the canal, which is, to somebody from Kansas, that's quite a deal to see that, iguanas. You do. We was always warned never eat fried chicken in Panama. Because 9 times out of 10 it'd be iguana. Their meat was the same color as a chicken, and I never got that far. We ate our own food.
Okay, did the war have any effect on your physical or mental health or that of others?
Oh, I don't think it bothered me. Some people it did, but it was something that we had to do, and just one of those things, go out and do it and get it over with.
Okay, have you visited any memorials or participated in any ceremonies?
Yes, we had an organization in Kansas, and then the national organization I belong to, both of them. We have a memorial in Wichita, one of the parks, and then there's a national memorial in London, Connecticut, the headquarters, and also one in Washington, D.C. that I've never been to.
When you got to Hawaii after Pearl Harbor, was everything, was it chaotic?
Well, yes, when they put so many servicemen in there, it was just, Hawaii is not an awful big place, but they dump 600,000 servicemen in there, Marines, Army, and Navy, and everything. It's kind of messed up. I just didn't do much messing around out there, to tell you the truth. It just wasn't worth it.
Have you ever been to Hawaii since the war?
No, I haven't. I had no desire to go back because when I was there, it was uncluttered. It was primarily owned by 5 families, English families, and it was beautiful. First time I'd ever seen anything like that. Diamond Head, and all
hold on. I think that's... Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, like I say about being seven of us in the service at one time, and this is the invitation I got to President Bush's inaugural and all that.
Is this the first President Bush?
Yes. See, we picked the Finback, picked him out of the water out in the Pacific, got shot down.
Your boat did?
His airplane did, didn't it? See, he had, he was flying a bomber, a single engine bomber, but it had a radio on it and a machine gunner on it, and both of them never made it, but Bush did. He wasn't in the water too long, but we picked up a bunch of other pilots. We hated that kind of duty because we had to stay on the surface and our submarine stopped on the surface just to sit and duck for somebody with a gun, you know?
Yeah.
But we did, I think we picked up 19 players or something like that.
Okay, and how did you feel when the war ended?
Happy.
You're happy?
I'd come back, my wife was back here, we lost a child, our first child, and I come back and got her, and we was on our way back to the East Coast when the war ended, and I mean, it was just something you couldn't believe. We stopped someplace to try to spend the night in Ohio, and people were just, you know, so excited and so happy that the war was over. You couldn't get any rest, you couldn't do anything. A serviceman, you know, was great big then, but since the war was over with, they pretty soon forgot that.
Okay, and, that's it, basically. Okay, so thank you for...
I think we got a real good bunch of young people. Of course, Matt was